Okay, good morning, everybody. I want to circle back. This is like a particular crime for the Rambam, who organized everything in order. So I went ahead to Arum versus Raiv, but I want to go back to the minimum shear. Obviously, when it comes to tzedakah, there's a relationship between tzedakah and gemilus chasadim that's discussed in the Gemara Masechta Sukkah and daf memches. But there are distinctions as well. So there's a minimum shear for tzedakah. The Rambam references it in Perek Zayin in Halacha Hey. Beha'ani v'shal de machzor bin yada nosin masakas nosin lo kifi ha'sagas yada v'chamar chamishis nechasa mitzum min ha'movchar. We talked about that based on the din of aser to aser v'echar me'aser min nechasa binani pachos mika'anayin ra. Ula olam mim yimna atzma mishlishis ha'shekel b'shana. You can't go less than the shlishis ha'shekel, which happens to be 256 prutos. I know that from the Aruch HaShulchan. V'chalanosin pachos mizeh lokiyim ha-mitzvah. Filu ani ha-misparnis mina tzedaka chayev liten tzedaka la'acher. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, in terms of this din, he's a potter from giving tzedaka in higher amounts. And de machzoro asher yachzar lo is certainly going to be beyond the means of an ani ha-misparnis mina tzedaka himself. But he has to separate out from what he gets from tzedaka, at least Reish Nun Vav Prutos. The Aruch HaShulchan has a nice idea. He says it's based on all the Yemei Chol Shabbashana, with the exception of Shabbasos and Arve Shabbasos. So the idea is Tzedakah B'chol Yom. So what's the makor of this Rambam of Lo Yimna Atzom B'mishlisha Sashakal B'shana? So it happens to be Gemara Vasra and Daf Tes. It's just the locus classicus for the mitzvah of Tzedakah in general. It's also nifsak, of course, lahalacha and yaredaya. So I'm ravasi lolem al yimna adematzmo milase shlishes hashekel b'shana shenemar. This is really where it gets interesting. There's a pasuk in the Chemian Perek Yud and pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'habandu aleinu mitzvos in the plural. Laseis aleinu shlishes hashekel b'shana. La'avoda sebeis elokeinu. I'm ravasi shkula tzedakah keneged kol mitzvos shenemar. V'hemadnu aleinu mitzvos, mitzvah in kesivkan, ella mitzvos. Yeah. So, this Gemara is such a beautiful Gemara. Number one, the citation. V'hemadnu aleinu mitzvos, haseis aleinu shishis hashekel, bashana lavodas beis elokeinu. So the Bali Atosos know what's going on in this pasuk. It's Sefer Nehemiah after all. So they're giving to the Bedek Habayis to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Bali Atosos say, Kol Shekein, if you have to give Shlishis HaShekel Bashana to the Bedek Habayis, Kol Shekein to Tzedakah. That's an amazing comment. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you know, the Aniyim come before me. I don't know anything more inspirational in Yadus than that. You have to do, kind of an ecumenical study to go across religions. But there's a greater mitzvah to take care of the aniyim than it is to give to Beis Elokeinu. Bali Tosfos say, Kol Shekein Tzedakah. Rabbeinu Gershom is a slightly different Gersa in the Gemara, not La'avodas Beis Elokeinu, which is the pasuk, but La'avodas Elokeinu. If you want to do Hashem's work, then of course, Dehainu Tzedakah, he says, Rabbeinu Gershom. This is Tzedakah. Right, so there's an amazing perspective here in the Gemara, which is the first point that I wanted to make today, which is the minimum shear for tzedakah is that it can't be any less than you're giving to the Beis Hashem, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu, what is he really interested in? He's interested in his own fancy house. When David HaMelech says, you know, Hinei Anochi Yoshev B'Beis HaRazim V'Aron Elokim B'Socha Yeriyah, Hashem said, we can skip the house, okay? I'm not interested in the house, at least not right now. What I am interested in Haskel V'Yadoa Osi Keni Hashem Osa Chasad Mishpat Tzedakah Baretz Ki Vayilach Hafatzinu Hashem Avram Avinu Ki Yedativ L'man Asher Yitzav Izbanav Izbeis Urachra V'Shem V'Derech Hashem Asod Tzedakah Mishpat. That's the essence of Yadus. Right, we're going to talk about that when we get to the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Matanos Aniyim. In Parak Zion right now, but we're going to appreciate how this is the definitional mitzvah. Vein Yisrael Nigalin Elabitztaka, right? Building the Beis HaMikdash is Taloi. The redemption is Taloi on Tzedakah. So that's the first point. But the second point is the Hemsheikh of Rav Asi. Shkula Tzedakah can again call mitzvah. Shenemar ve'amadnu aleinu mitzvos. Mitzvah in Kshivkan ela mitzvos. Tzedakah is the equivalent of all other mitzvos. And if you understand why, see, you're not surprised at the statement. What Rav Asi means is that tzedakah is reflective of whether or not a person effectively believes in Hashem. What do I mean by that? If a person basically worships themselves, maybe they put on tefillin, maybe they daven a long Shemoneh Esrei, maybe they're in Daf Yomi, but they really believe that they're in control of the world and their assets are their assets. So that person ultimately worships themselves. A person who understands that everything is a pikadon, ki mimcha hakol miyadcha natanu lach, as David HaMelech himself said, that's the Mishnah, Blessed be Bartota Omer, ten lo mishalo, shatav v'shalcha shalot. If he gave you this, so it's not yours, it's a pikadon. It's yours relative to other people, we believe in private property, right? But it's not yours, l'ashem ha'aratzum lo ha'tevel v'yosheva. That's what it means, shkul etzneket tzedakah, keneged kol ha'mitzos. A person's not involved in the mitzvah of tzedakah, it's not a local aveira, it's a kfira. The person is a... He's an idol worshipper, and he's the worst kind of idol worshipper. He worships himself, right? And so that's the point. Shkula tzedakah, keneged kol ha'mitzvah. Shenamar ve'amadnu aleinu mitzvos. Mitzvah inksiv kan, ela mitzvos. So tzedakah is a referendum on whether or not a person believes that he's in control of the universe, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the universe.